Ich Prost. Every now and then. Prost.
I don't know. There may be a recording there. We'll see. So, you're telling me that the... What was the nicest city again of your trip?
Well, actually, like, me personally, I prefer like landscapes and things from cities. So, Cluj was a nice city, but still, like all the mountains and lakes and stuff, I find them more attractive.
Yeah.
Like, meaning, like, you enter the country and you drive slowly towards the Carpathians, mm-hmm. you cross them, and on the other side, like, you get these great plains towards the northeastern part of the country. Of course, you have several cities that are worth stopping over.
So you like the wilderness, you like the nature. Okay.
Definitely.
What was, do you remember any particular highlights of wilderness? Like any particular place or anything that you recommend? Or?
Yeah, I mean, crossing Romania and watching the people work on the fields reminded me of what my grandparents told me from like maybe 50 years ago, how life was in Germany. The people just working with animals on the fields, like horses that track the plows, and people stacking these hay things on the sticks for it to dry during the winter. Which is
like mounds of on the trunk of a tree.
Exactly, on some wooden stick.
We call those kapitze. I don't know. What's the name in German for that?
Heimandel.
Heimandel, okay. Yeah. Cool.
So it's just like a very picturesque ambience.
All right.
You get these tiny
villages. It's like a trip back in time.
Yeah. You get these tiny villages which have only one main street, houses on the right side, houses on the left side, and like right after the houses you get the gardens and then the fields. People are sitting on the street chatting to each other, old women feeding geese, children playing, and like we drove by with our Mercedes-Benz and the German matricular number on it.
Okay.
And people were cheering and saying hi, and it was just like some warmth that they spread out.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting that in Romania, from what I know, there are very few are German. They like Germany is like a standard to reach, and there's even a website that's like a blog or something called Romanian Be More German. You know?
Ah, is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a very yeah, anyway, this one is going. Okay. But,
yeah, we're right.
Yeah, so that may be something interesting.
Yeah. Well, I even met the girl I was traveling with, and we met a Romanian man, aged maybe 30 years, and he told us that he had lived in Germany for quite a while, and then he, and I'm quoting him, He just forgot to leave because he loved Germany and he loved like the way we live. Well, finally, like he stayed way longer than he was supposed to do, but got back to Romania and like is very happy back home as well. But liked where we are from and we liked where he was from, and just like many people have a good relationship to Germany or towards Germans, mm-hmm. and once again we felt like well received. In a really hospitable surrounding. Yeah, it was just one of the countries that may not be on your top 10 list of countries worth traveling to, but I indeed liked it and I really recommended it.
Okay, so you're telling me you were